Richard Phillips was rescued Sunday after members of an elite Navy unit shot and killed three of his captors. President Obama ordered the military to take action if there was reason to believe Phillips' life was in danger. He says he is pleased with the results, noting the captain's safety was the top concern throughout the crisis.
I'm very proud of the efforts of the U.S. military and many other departments and agencies that worked tirelessly to resolve this situation.
Mr. Obama says the American people also have reason to be proud of the captain who offered himself up as a hostage to the pirates in an effort to protect the crew of his cargo vessel.
I share our nation's admiration for Captain Phillips' courage and leadership and selfless concern for his crew.
The president's first public comments on the dramatic rescue came Monday at an event at the U.S. Department of Transportation. His initial response to Sunday's dramatic events was delivered in the form of a written statement, and in his remarks, he made many of the same points. He vowed once again that America will do all it can to halt piracy in the region, working in concert with other nations around the world.
We're going to have to continue to work with our partners to prevent future attacks. We have to continue to be prepared to confront them when they arise. And we have to ensure that those who commit acts of piracy are held accountable for their crimes.
The president did not refer to a new round of threats from the pirates, who say they want revenge for the killing of three of their own in the rescue operation. At the U.S. Defense Department, spokesman Brian Whitman said there is always concern that the use of force by the military could lead to reprisals, but he said the shootings might make the pirates less inclined to attack ships. He said until now, they have been operating with relatively few penalties.
I think that the actions that the United States military took yesterday, could certainly have that effect where people are less inclined to engage in that type of activity.
All the same, Whitman said steps could be taken to make commercial shipping less vulnerable to piracy on the high seas. He said it is a serious international problem that should be addressed broadly and cannot be solved entirely by military means. Paula Wolfson, VOA News, The White House.